No need to look any farther, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. No need to look any farther, you chose the right station.
Fighting!
Mr. Cowboy Nation.
The blue corner.
You chose the right station.
Foot, Cowboy Nation.
Mr. Cowboy Nation.
Playing in at a slim trim, 195 pounds. Hell, from Memphis, Tennessee, he is the reigning, defending, champion of the world. Stand to your feet and acknowledge him, the Black Nature Boy, Mr. Cowboy Nation.
Yeah, one more time for the people in the back.
Nation.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What up, everybody? How y'all doing, man? How y'all doing? Welcome to Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation. This is our scheduled release show, right? So let's go and get into it. Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation is brought to you by Snap Pick Productions. All the episodes are uploaded on YouTube channel, Mr. Cowboy Nation. There's a page solely dedicated to the show, Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. And you have this page. So either way, you can keep up with the show. Cash App donations, you'll see. Producers drop the Cash App tag down there on the front, you know. If you want to help us out, that's cool. If not, that's cool, too. We are available wherever you get your podcasts, right? What up, Joe? Got my boy Joe in here. We are available wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, I'm sorry. So, for those of you watching this new, so if you're watching this live, we used to have a call-in number, but nobody called because everybody be in the comment section. So if you want to just type your comment in the comment section, you will get shout out live on the show. Right, so I think that's pretty cool. But anywho, we are available wherever you get your podcast, my personal favorite being Spotify. So when you're looking for us on Spotify, we ask that you search Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. And the reason we say with Mr. Cowboy Nation is very important when you're searching. It's because there's a lot of Let's Talk Footballs, but there's only one Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. Can you dig that? All right. So now that we got that all out the way. Normally, I was thinking Petty was going to have this episode off, right? It's just a scheduled release show. Petty don't need to show up for a skip. Wrong. It's always something. So let me get y'all who y'all came to see this evening. Yeah, Petty Pendergrass, it's in the building. Let's go, man. All right, so who Petty want to see during the damn schedule release show? Like, we can't take the schedule release show off? Nah, Carolina Panthers, come on down here. The Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers are the only team, and the Rock Maze only team, to not have one primetime game. So essentially, basically what the league and, you know, the powers that be are saying is we really don't think y'all going to be that good. We also think nobody wants to see you in primetime, so we're not going to, y'all can just sit this one. We ain't played a preseason game or nothing. These folks already calling y'all trash, bro. Not one, no division. Like, at least get a division of game on Monday Night Football. Nothing. Y'all ain't getting nothing. They ain't put y'all on primetime not once. Oh, my God. Like, this. Oh, my God, Carolina. So, basically, they said y'all gonna be picking number one or number three top. Y'all will be picking top three again in this upcoming draft. So, come on down here. So, you got my play cousin, Kate Boogie, in here. What it do? Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to get to Pittsburgh later on. We on Carolina right now. Carolina, come on down here and see me. And I hope y'all get one. I'm rooting for y'all, Carolina. At least get one. Y'all probably gonna get a mud hole or something in you, but damn. You know. All right, so let's get a break in action. Get a word from our sponsor. We're gonna get into the show.
Introducing SnapX Podcast Network. Give your voice a platform through podcasting. If you're thinking about starting a podcast or already have one, let us help you. Contact us when you're ready at www.snapxpodcast.com. That's www.snapxpodcast.com. The SnapX Podcast Network.
All right. So I got a question of the day. This is an easy one. This is one of the easiest questions of the days. All right, so the question of this episode is, what game are you most excited for on your schedule? Or just on the schedule period. It may not even be a game on your team schedule. It may just be, and I'm going to skip through the season, you know, highlight some weeks, you whatnot, things I'm excited for. But what matchups are y'all excited to see? All right, so speaking of that, international games, right? We got some international games. Keystone in the building. What up, Keystone? Pittsburgh may be our trap game. Be careful. Yeah. I'm getting to the Cowboys schedule, man. I'm gonna pick the Cowboys schedule later on. But I agree with you on the Pittsburgh game. You said Washington too. This was up. All right. So the international games, right? So. On our first, I was like, dude, why the hell would they keep sending these kids, these men overseas to play in the game? Like, they flopping time zones. Like, you know how demanding it is on somebody's body? You know what I'm saying? And you ask them to go play? But when I thought about it, I was watching The Herd today, because Jimmy Johnson was on there, right? So, and he made an excellent point. He was saying how he felt like the NFL is making a run at the NBA globally, right? The NBA and the NBA gets global exposure with the Olympic team, right? So, but there is no global exposure with the NFL. So, I was like, I never thought of that. But, yeah, so you got on the international schedule, I think they could have put some better matchups out there, but, you know. Green Bay and Green Bay and Philly. Right, that's probably the best one. I think Green Bay and Philly would be a good one, right? But K Boogie said we don't have no trap games. Dallas and Houston gonna be a nasty one. Yeah, so you got the Jets and the Vikings. I guess they're assuming Aaron Rodgers is gonna be healthy, so they want to showcase Aaron Rodgers. Caleb Williams and the Bears against the Jaguars. I guess they're assuming Caleb Williams is, you know, gonna be the second coming of Mahomes, which I highly doubt, but that's what they think. Then the Jaguars. Now, the Jaguars stay over there in back-to-back weeks, which I think gives them an advantage, right? So they don't have to get on the plane and fly back. They can really get adjusted. So, and then they got the Patriots. So, that's probably going to be a break job. New England, y'all probably going to get the hell beat out y'all over there. Because them boys going to already be adjusted, you know, to that time flop and all that. Their body's going to be right and acclimated. And here y'all come just fresh and new. Yeah, them boys finna hang y'all 40 of them easy. And then they give them the Carolina Panthers. That one in Germany. The Carolina Panthers and the New York Giants. Same Carolina Panthers that the league didn't think high enough to even put on primetime. That's what you get in Germany. So my advice is, you know, you probably want to give them a little better matchups like that. The Green Bay and the Philly one is nice, but I don't know about these other ones, right? So let's get into it. Week two. What y'all got? All right, so we damn near every game a trap game, K-Boogie. Like, you know how we be rolling sometimes. Well, boy, Joe said the Giants versus Carolina. Come on, that game should be on the Disney Channel. What? Like, nobody cares. Like, this game will have no playoff implications, nothing, right? I don't care where it is in the season. That game ain't going to have no playoff implications. And nobody making the playoffs in that game. But week two. Let me get to week two. Pull up week two, what I got. So week two is a nice one. I think we got... Yeah, so the Pittsburgh-Denver game. Maybe. Would it be in week two? So I think Russ will still have his job week two. I think, now, those of you who don't know, I'm predicting that Russ will play himself out of their position. Justin Fields will take over and will shine, right? But week two, Russ will still have his job, right? They'll, you know, his leash should be long enough to get him past week two. So I'll be interested. You know, they'll be interesting. Like, if Russ want to keep his job, this is a perfect opportunity, right? Go in there, spank Sean Payton, run the checkup on Denver, prove a point, right? But, I don't know. Like I told you, I think Fields going to eventually take the job. So I don't know. You know, we'll see. Cincinnati and Kansas City is always a good one. You got, you know, last time they happened, you got this moment. You're smoking on that Joe Burrow. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember my whole daddy on Pluto at the end of the game? Yeah, but that's last time they played in Kansas City. So I'm waiting to see, you know, what this one go hold. Joe Burrow coming back off an injury, right? So, you know, that's one I got circled. Then you got the Chicago Bears versus the Houston Texans in Houston, right? So I think, this is my opinion about the Chicago and Houston game. I think they think that, when I say they, I mean the experts and, you know, all that. So I think they think that Caleb Williams is what C.J. Stroud is, right? I think that they expecting what C.J. Stroud did last year. They're expecting Caleb Williams to do that. And I don't see it. Like, I saw C.J. Stroud coming. When they was debating him or Bryce Young, I'm like, dude, this ain't even a debate. Like, you got C.J. Stroud who has an NFL body right now. Can make all the throws right now, who played at a big school. Didn't he light Georgia up in the playoffs even though they lost? Like, I was like, what we talking about, right? So, I didn't see it, but I didn't see I guess that's why I'm not an expert. But I think they are expecting two CJ Strouds in this game. I'm going to go ahead and put my prediction out there. It's going to be a whole bunch to a little game. It's going to be a whole bunch to a little. If Chicago got a pretty stout D, I think they'll give Houston problems initially. But Houston will eventually, you know. I think Houston will beat them by 10. And I'm saying this, ain't nobody played nothing yet, but that's what I think. So, also, we got week. So, week five is also another week that I got circled, right? For two reasons, Buffalo and Houston, right? You got Stephon Diggs playing his old team. That's in Houston. So Stephon Diggs is going to have the home field advantage, right? But Delwin, like, put that on back up there. Put that back up there. Week five. Yeah, Delwin. Yeah, put that up there. That's the real reason. I'm happy about week five right there. Yeah, that's the real, that one right there. That one right, that's the one I got circled right there. So, the stars have a line, right, for me to walk into Pittsburgh this year. Yeah, I'm giving strong, it's almost like I have to, right? Like the stars lined up so perfectly. I know it's Pittsburgh. I know they say it's hostile territory, but this is a once in, like, for everything to just line, my schedule just to line up like that, totally free, for like 4 days that weekend, nothing to do, right? And the Cowboys playing the Steelers. I don't care where they playing it, really. Like, I think I have to go to that. So, I'm probably going to be in Hinesville with cowboy drawers on. You hear me? I'm going to be cowboy everything. Socks, drawers, jerseys, shirt, pants, everything. Cowboy everything. I'm going to go into the Belly of the Beast. Yeah, so I was so excited when I saw that, man. So, yeah, so week five is definitely circled on my calendar. Pittsburgh, y'all got work coming. You hear me? Break job in your front yard. Y'all might jump on me in Hinesville. I'm gonna talk so crazy. All right, so week 13 is another one I got circled. Thanksgiving, right? We got the Giants on Thanksgiving. We gonna sit around and eat turkey, catch up on how the family doing. Watch my Cowboys beat the brakes off the Giants. And late on that week, that Sunday, I got these two games here circled: Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. In Cincinnati, that's always a good one. The AFC North is gonna be very tough this year. I think the AFC North is gonna be very tough this year. So, we play the AFC North. They got I think Pittsburgh and Cleveland got the two hardest schedules, right? So, I think the AFC North is gonna be tough to win. It's gonna be tough. I believe that division race is gonna be tight all the way through, right? So. But that Cincinnati Pittsburgh game gonna be big, and then another AFC North team, the Baltimore. See on front of this desk, you got Philly and Baltimore circle. So this is why Thanksgiving gonna be great. Get to watch my Cowboys beat the brakes off the Giants, and then Philly gonna lose the end of the night. Oh my God! Yeah, this but Thanksgiving is gonna be wonderful. It's gonna be great. It's going to be great. I can't wait, dude. I can't wait. Yeah, Thanksgiving going to be nice, man. All right, so the Dallas-Houston game, we finally going to get Diggs on Diggs. Let's keep our fingers crossed, man. Hopefully nobody get. So, Keystone, you want to – so what's your deal with watching? You want to see how we handle Jaden Daniels or – I won't watch him because Dan Quinn, I really think Dan Quinn blew that game last year on purpose, right? I really think Dan Quinn blew that game last year on purpose. And then on top of that, you tried to hop in front of us in the draft and take the left tackle. You know what I'm saying? So, I think I got Washington circle too. Who was that? Keystone said they got Washington. Yeah, Keystone, I think I got Washington too, man. I want that 50 piece on them. Yes, sir, K Boogie. It's gonna be good old turkey, good turkey day. All right, so week 17 is the last one I'm gonna look at. And for obvious reasons, you know they like to put the divisional games at the end of the schedule, right? So you can't rest players and make them games at the end of the schedule count. But I got two big ones. Of course, I got Dallas and Philly, right? And I'm finna get into the Cowboys schedule in a minute. But it seems, hopefully we, where we need to be before we play that game. Because it seems like we can't win in Philly and they can't win in Dallas. Right? And this game is in Philly. It's in the end of the season. So I'm concerned. Right? I'm really concerned about that. But we're getting to the schedule. I'm concerned, but I'm not concerned. If we do what we need to do, I think we'll be all right. Then you got a rematch of the NFC Championship game, Detroit versus San Fran in San Fran, which I think this game is going to be mwah. Like, Detroit had the Super Bowl, like, they were that close to a Super Bowl appearance, right? This the team that took it from them. Yeah, you know, so I think this one's going to be a nice one. And then it could be, now this game, I was talking about the Giants in the Cardinals game had zero playoff implications. I don't give a damn where it was on the schedule. This game right here is totally opposite. This one couldn't possibly be for the number one seed, no matter where it is on the schedule, right? The way both of these teams playing. So this is a huge game, and I'm glad they put it toward the end of the season like that. Well, Chris Hennigan, Night Owl in the building. What it do? What it do? Okay, Boog, you stay warm now this morning. I'm with you, though. Me too. All right, so I got one topic. And I'm going to get into the Cowboys schedule. But I got one topic, and it really ain't a topic. It's a statement, right? It's a statement. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to clip this and post this as real. Because I think all of Cowboy Nation needs to hear this, right? So if you ain't a fan of the Cowboys, you know, You may not give a damn about what I'm finna say, but this needs to be said. All right, so on this paper, I got Dak versus Jerry. Eagles, the real problem with the Cowboys. Jerry's expectations versus how you really win. Right? So Of course, you got Dak Prescott up for a deal. Right? And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be 100% honest. By me looking at it, just totally based off what I'm seeing, is Dak Prescott a bum? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Can Dak Prescott play in this league? Absolutely. Right? I honestly feel like, well, I ain't gonna say, yeah, you may, you know. Oh, it's just, I got questions. I really got questions about Dak. And if I didn't, I see why Jerry's not convinced, right? So, and one of the reasons is they keep running this San Francisco, like with this, whatever San Fran's doing, changing the first read, like, Green Bay ran the same thing. We seen multiple teams who like attacked that similar way and have success, right? So, Eddie, what'd it do? Hey, Eddie, congratulations on your new podcast, Uber. You can plug the name here if you want. But that's concerning to me, right? But look, this Jerry's not convinced. He wants Dak to be Patrick Mahomes. Dak Prescott is no Patrick Mahomes, right? And there's no shame in saying that, right? There's only one Patrick Mahomes. So you're asking Dak Prescott to out, you know, to be Patrick Mahomes, but there's only one, like, guys like that don't grow on trees, right? So you have to win another way, Jerry. You can't take Dak Prescott and say, hey, throw us to a Super Bowl. It don't work like that, right? So, and this, we only gonna go as far as Dak carries us. This mentality, this is not how you win in this league. You win in this league by owning the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. You stop the run, you run the ball, you keep your quarterback clean. The teams who can run the ball the best, the teams who can stop the run the best, are normally the teams who make a playoff push, right? We just saw Harbaugh take the same formula to college and win a college championship with the same formula, dominating the line of scrimmage, right? It works. but for some reason, Jerry wants to make Dak another Patrick Mahomes, and hell, Patrick Mahomes had to lean on the defense in the run game last year to get it done because he done had the receivers, right? So I don't understand, like, what's going on. I really don't. But the real problem is, ooh, boy, y'all lie. ZJ's maybe lost to Green Bay. He's still pissed and petty. He should be because he paid too much money for the damn 10K boogie to get smoked like that. In the first round in your front yard, yeah, I'd be pissed too. Like, he should be mad, right? So, and that's why I think it's a stick of dynamite hooked up to our team. Okay, Book, I'm just being honest. I know Eagles fans hate the NFL for moving the Cardinals out of the division. Yeah, hey, now nah, they may be thanking them for moving the Cardinals out of the division. The Cardinals may mess around and sneak up on some people next year. Yes, sir. Don't forget the head coaches for the 49 and Green Bay were best friends off the field. Yeah. So, if they best friends off the field, you know Shanahan told them, look, we did X, Y, Z to Dak, and we attacked the defense like X, Y, Z. Right? So, why is that still working? Like, so, you see what I'm saying? Like, that's my question. Why is that still working? We got smoked in week 5. Why is that still working in the playoffs? You see, so I got, like, that was concerning. That's very concerning that somebody showed you that you had this hole in week 5, and here we are in the postseason, and we still can do it to you. So y'all ain't fixed nothing? We ain't fixed nothing since week 5? Right, so that's why I let everybody can go. Everybody can get out. Everybody can go, because this is a hot mess right here. Like, it's not being ran well, coached well at all. Even Patrick Mahomes needed a defense. Exactly. He had to lean on the defense in the run game last year, right? So, I think that's the real problem. We need to commit to playing playoff football. We need to get physical up front. We need to move people out of the way, and we need to really run the ball for real. Like, ain't no way around it. If you really run the ball for real, and you make defenses respect the fact that you will run it, I guarantee you Dak will look a million times better. And we can take Dak name and throw it out the window. Any QB in this league will look a million times better when the defense has to respect the run game. Any QB in this league. That name or not named Dak, right? So I think that's the real problem. I think that's the real problem. And that's why I wanted Harbaugh, because I knew Harbaugh was going to do what needs to be done, right? So hopefully Jimmy is in his ear telling him, you know, this and that, advising him on what needs to be done or whatnot. But I don't know, man. I don't know. What Jerry wants done at QB, I don't think Dak can do for Jerry, right? And that's not a knock on Dak. I think what Jerry wants at QB is unrealistic. I think what Jerry expects out of his QB, it's not gonna win your championship. We need to really play football. Like, I don't, you know, whatever. But all right, so Cowboys schedule. What record did I pick for us? All right, so there you go. Leave it up there for me. So we're going to go through these, right? So Jerry wanted, he wanted San Fran week one. K Boogie, if you hear me, if I'm wrong, correct me. So if Jerry wanted San Fran week one to kind of put the league on notice. You know, give us San Fran in San Fran week one. We're going to go ahead and punch San Fran, and we're going to show the team week one what we are and what we about. Right? My boy K Boogie said he need to be mentally strong in critical times in the playoffs. Yeah, he do. He do at times, because that pick six to make it 27-7 really pissed me off. Like, we had a guy open. Like, so, yeah. And, you know, the ship was sinking. We really needed him to be cool, Joe. You know what I'm saying? And just make a play and calm everything down. That's really what we needed, right, when he threw a pick six. So, you know. But anywho, let's get to the schedule. I don't want to get pissed off again. So, all right, so Jerry wanted to make a statement, right? So wanted San Fran in San Fran week one. He wanted to punch San Fran in the mouth, shoulder in NFL, what we about, how we coming this year. And for whatever reason, the powers that be said, no, Jerry, we're not going to give you San Fran week one. But I tell you what we will do. I tell you what we'll do, Jerry. Since you want to show everybody how you know what y'all about and how physical y'all are, right? Since you want to do that, you know that new rookie left tackle you got? Yeah, we're going to give him Miles Garrett week one. In Cleveland. Also, remember the guy, Mark Cooper, that you traded away for a bag of chips that's been killing it? Yeah, hell, he over there too. And you know he want to put up 200. Oh, yeah. So good luck with that one, Jerry. Yeah, right. So, I think, man, that's a tough one. I got a second AL in the Cleveland. Look, but just bear with me. Just bear with me. It gets better. All right. So we got the Saints at home, right? Saints at home. Just came off a tough one to the Browns. Saints in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whole bunch of love. Beat the brakes off the Saints, right? So we feeling better. We won and one. But then here comes Lamar Jackson. Here comes Lamar Jackson, right? Now, I don't know what the interior of the O-line going to look like. I think they lost some pieces on the O-line. So, I don't know if they're better to run the ball. But, dude, that's Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson owns the NFC. Like, his record against NFC teams is ridiculous, right? And I think that's in large part because we don't have a guy like that over here. Like, in the NFC, we don't have nothing close to Lamar Jackson playing quarterback, right? So, when an NFC team sees him, it's like, what the hell? Like, they don't understand how fast dude really is, right? So, I think we take another L. So, so that got us 1-2 to start the season, right? So, but just chill. So, after that, we go to New York. Now, last time we was in New York, we went to the tune of 40 to nothing. Right, was that in Dallas? No, that was in New York. 40 to nothing. Like, last time we was in New York, we beat them 40 to nothing, right? So, yeah, I think we good in New York. I think we'll pull the New York game off. So, the New York game, then week 5 in Pittsburgh. Right? In Pittsburgh. Right? We got Russ. I think this is where Russ plays himself at the job. This game right here. I think Dak outplays Russ. And I think that's the game that gets Russ sent to the showers. I'm predicting week 5. Cowboys and Steelers week 5 is where Russ get sent to the shower with C. Justin Fields, right? So, yeah, so I got us beating Pittsburgh. Lions in Dallas, right? Another one that's going to be, right? And I don't know. I might, if I don't make the Pittsburgh game, then I'll definitely be at the Lions game. It's going to be one of those two. But it's probably going to be the Pittsburgh game. But I think this number's going to be an excellent game. You know, the Lions swerving down, they got cheated even though they screwed themselves. But, you know, it is what it is. My boy Chris said everybody has to know what's going on in Dallas. Jerry and the Jones family are financial wizards. So they can't sell me on the salary cap thing because they could have been gotten a deal done with Dak and Parsons and at least got Zeke and Henry and Cook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I will say this, Chris, that I have heard – like watching these debate shows, and you know they have like Matt Janey, like had cats that was used to be GMs in the league, right? If they want to sign, they'll find the money. I heard many of them say that. If they want to sign, if they want to make the deal happen, they'll find the money. They'll find the money from somewhere. They got a guy that's all he does is the cap, right? So if they really want to get a deal done, they can get a deal done, right? So I'm with you. I think you got a point. But the Lions game in Dallas, man, look, Detroit, y'all screwed yourself last year. Y'all gonna come to Dallas, still on that same old mess from last year, and these folks gonna beat the brakes out of y'all. Dallas, give me Dallas a whole bunch to a little. So then you got the bye week. After the bye week, we go to San Francisco, right? I am not convinced we can beat San Francisco. I'm not. Damn sure not convinced we can beat San Francisco in San Francisco. Nah, they got to show me. They got to show me that one. They got to know. I would love to be wrong, but they got to show. At this point, you got to show me you can beat San Francisco. Right, so I got them taking the L in San Fran, right? So at this point, we 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We 5-3. Right? It's not bad. So... got the Falcons. Well, yeah, 4-3. Got the Falcons in Atlanta. Then we got Philly in Dallas. But then we got Houston in Dallas. Yeah. CJ Stroud, Diggs. I don't know, man. I know a lot of them gonna get mad at me, but I got them taking the L against Houston. Now, I'm not saying they ain't got a chance in here. They can win this game. And I think they're going to lose all these games they got them losing? Nah. But I got to be realistic, right? So, I got them taking the L against Houston in a close one, right? I got them taking the L in Houston in a close one. So after that, go to Washington. The Giants at home, right? Now, Bengals in Dallas. Another one that's going to, right? Joe Burrow. Jamar Chase, right? So, yeah, gonna be a nice one. But I think Dallas gets the job done. So Mike Zimmer, I think the defense is fired up for Zimmer, right? Go out there and make a statement. Hold the Bengals up just a little bit, cause you know Joe Burrow second half guy. So I think he makes a push late, try to tie it up or whatnot when they hold him up at the door. Cowboys in the close one. So Carolina. So that's 1-2. So the Bengals game is third game in a row that they won. Carolina, dub. Tampa and Dallas, dub. Right. So at this point, if I'm right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. They're 11 and 4. They're 11-4 at this point. So now we at the Philly game in Philly. Right? Now we at the Philly game. That's why I said I'm concerned about that game being that late in the season. So I think that game is gonna make us a wild card team. I think the Philly game in Philly is gonna make us a wild card team. So I got Philly getting us in Philly and Washington at home, dub. Right. So with all this said and done, 12-5. I got us at 12-5 again. So you can pencil Mike McCarthy in. Like we was calling Jason Garrett old 8-8. You can call him old 12-5. So he's gonna be 12-5 again, right? But somebody else had put up another stat. The only team to win three consecutive seasons of 12 games and never make a conference championship is right. So and they made their point to say that they think Mike McCarthy is, you know, needs to be fired. And next year should be his last year. So we're going to see. I think it's a stick of dynamite hooked up to the team. I'm just going to be honest. My boy K Boogie said, we have to slay the dragon sooner or later. Yeah, we do. And I think bringing Zimmer in to be running defense was a good step in that direction, though, K Boogie, to be honest with you. Zimmer, one of the few guys that had success against San Fran's offense. So, I got to try to be realistic about it, but I can see the Cowboys winning any of these games. I got them losing. I don't see us losing. Joe said he don't see us losing no games at home. We going 8-0 at the crib. Probably losing at the Eagles, at 49ers, at Washington, at Steelers. Yeah. But I really think the defense is going to be a whole lot better than what people think. I think the defense is going to be a little nasty, man. So, we'll see. All right, so, that's about all I got, man. I'm finna slide on out of here. My producer kicking me out. All right, so, I guess I see y'all in training camp. Is it training camp? Y'all probably see me before training camp, but I'll probably pop out for the NBA finals, man. I'm having a little trouble getting the NBA's content. Like, they don't want me messing with their stuff. So I gotta figure something out. But I'm probably gonna pop out for the NBA finals. So if you don't follow the Mr. Cowboy Nation pages, Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation, please, you know, feel free to do so. Stay in the loop and keep up with the show. Until then, Mr. Cowboy Nation is challenging you not to be good, but be great.